Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
肉じゃが第2弾です。
Yay!
So, part 2 of 肉じゃが。Last time we talked about all the ingredients, some common...
材料?
Some common 材料 that we talked about. And then we also talked about the spices and 調味料. This time, we're going to talk about the making of 肉じゃが。
楽しみ。
では、行ってみましょう。
最初は何する?
最初はね、we already talked about ご飯を炊く。だよね。ので、準備するもの。
Alright, so 最初は何する? So, 最初に、first thing, what do we do?
じゃがいもは皮を剥きましょう。
Yes.
You're gonna peel the potatoes. 芽を取る。
芽を取る。
Do you know what that means?
To take the eyes out of the potatoes?
Yeah. Have you done that before?
Very literal. Yes. Yeah, I used to work in a kitchen, so...
クリッ、クリッ、クリッって取るの。
Yeah. Do you use a spoon or a knife?
Okay, so some peelers have a 芽をほじくるやつ。Yeah, so it has like a little, tiny little spoon thing to...
Wait, can I... 芽をほじく?
ほじくる。
ほじくる。
ほじくる is to like dig kind of slightly in a rough, random manner.
Okay.
The kanji for 芽 isn't eyeballs. It's the kanji for 芽.
It's the kanji for 芽. Okay. I understand now.
Yeah, for the little sprouts.
Oh, okay, like bud 芽. Okay.
で、人参も皮を剥きます。How do you 皮を剥く your vegetables?
I have a peeler.
You have a peeler?
Have
you ever done it with a 包丁?
I have. I don't know if I do it right or wrong, but it works.
Like,
I have it almost at a perpendicular angle and I like place the carrot down and then I just rub the knife along it.
I mean, I think that's... that'll do the job.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
Do you cut yours when you do it?
If I can't find the peeler... I'll use a knife, but I usually use a peeler too. It's faster, because you don't have to think about the angle.
Nah. And it's more onsen.
It's definitely it's more onsen. If I do use a knife, though, it takes a lot longer. Or I'll waste parts of the vegetable more. So I like the peeler more.
Wakaru.
Have you seen the professional, like, daikon shaving people? The little, not little, the huge pros that have the huge knives that are like longer than your hand and it's...
I don't know if I... Maybe I haven't. I don't know.
Yeah, so you can shave daikon past the skin, even the inside. Sometimes the chefs in Japan will do like a really paper thin skinning essentially of the daikon and make little... presentations out of them.
Yeah, they like curl them up and stuff and make them look really pretty on dishes and stuff.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try it, but apparently it's really, really, really hard.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have it that thin, it's gotta be, right?
Sukkoi. Usui. Pera pera.
Pera pera. Paper thin like.
芽を取り除いた後は、so now that we've prepared our vegetables, we cut them. So... Do you know any words for cutting vegetables or how?
切る? いや、なんだっけ?なんだっけ?刻む?なんだっけ? No, what's the word for mince?
刻む is correct.
切る?
刻む?
刻む? Oh,
刻む? 切る is just a cut. 刻む okay. is slightly smaller feeling. And then, みじん切り is the mincing.
みじん切り, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, みじん is like little specks.Like, I don't... How do you describe mijin? How do you...
Mincing. Yeah.
But like, just the word mijin. Because I know you can say like, wakaru? Ya, mijin mo. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, just a tiny little sliver.
So da ne.
I distinctly remember the first time I was tasked with mijin giri. From one of our friend's parents, I think. Before that, I, you know, cut normal things. But... For a, I think it was like a pecan pie. I went over to a friend's house and they were making the pie. And I was tasked with mijin giri. Mijingiri. And she like showed me how to do it, and I was just really excited because usually you just slice.
Yeah.
But you take the knife and
you just go for it.
You just mince it all up.
Mm. That's my favorite thing to do because it's like you don't have to think about what's the right size and how do I have to cut all this stuff. You just go.
You just keep going. Yeah. Until you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tamanegi mijingiri shita koto aru?
Aru. I actually, when I was living in Bellevue, I was always the one tasked with mijingiriing all of the tamanegi.
Wait, onions. So Jacob was like, please come over here. Please mijing this thing.
Yeah. What? So I always did it with my eyes like, hotondo tsubutteita jōtai de.
Heee. Naminaga, boro boro naki nagara.
But like if I had my eyes closed enough, like tsubutteiru, closed, then I wouldn't actually cry that, like almost at all. So I like had it down.
You got the art of mincing onions.
Yes, if anyone needs onions minced, ask me. I got you.
Okay. My mom taught me how to mijingiri onion. Tamanegi. So you cut it in half so that the neko part is still attached to it on both splits. Mm-hmm.
The neko is like the roots, right?
Mm. I guess it would be the top part since onions are weird.
Yeah, right.
Mm. But then you don't cut all the way through, but you like leave parts, the top part attached. So you cut it one way and then you cut it like length way and then you turn it and then cut off the parts. So it's a little bit bigger than mijingiri, obviously, because they're going to be like little tiny cubes.
Right.
But that's how my mom showed me the first time. She was like, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds, Yeah, it sounds like cubing more than, but I guess if you do it really small, it is pretty.
ちっちゃくしたらみじん切りっぽくなる.
そうだね. Do it really small, then it's really みじん切り-like, mincing-like.
Yes. So, but in our nikujaka, we're gonna do kushigiri. So imagine a skewer with onions on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut it like that.
Okay, so kushi is a skewer, and then kushigiri is like cutting it to the size of what you would put on a skewer, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit bigger so that it holds its shape.
Yep.
Ninjin wa rangiri ni shimasu.
Rangiri? That sounds like mijingiri to me. Like randomly cut, like, eh?
Yeah, so in a lot of Japanese dishes, the broth needs to be soaken up into the vegetables, right? And so in order for you to have more surface area, instead of just nanamegiri, which is like...
Nanamegiri. It's like cutting it slanted at an angle.
Yeah.
Naname.
Consistently, you slice it diagonal, but then you turn the vegetable.
Ah, so you know ne.
So it's slightly more surface area than just kidding it.
It happens. I think everyone's probably pretty used to us saying that by now.
Yeah. But yeah, so rangiri.
Rangiri. So okay. Okay, so it almost looks like they're almost triangular, kind of.
Kind of.
Like, not exactly, but.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more tekito than trying to be precise with your nanamegiri.
That's actually what I end up doing a lot. I remember my brother, he's really into cooking, so he showed me how to do that. And I just do that every time, and I don't know why I do it. I'm just like, it's really easy. You just turn it, and then you cut it, and yeah.
Yeah, you'll definitely see this in things that are more hosonagai, so longer things.
Carrots and stuff.
Yeah, carrots or gobo, you'll definitely see it in gobos for Japanese dishes.
What's gobo in English? I don't know.
Gobo root?
Gobo root? Oh, is it just the same thing? Okay, just a root.
It's a long gray vegetable that apparently tastes like dirt to some people. I really like gobo, so
I don't think it tastes like dirt. I feel like it just takes on the flavor of whatever you put it in, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it really has a crazy flavor. It's just a thing to me.
Yeah. And then once you keep the jagaimo into 4等分, so into 4 equal parts, and then you can cut it one more time if the jagaimo is bigger, but if it's small, then you can, you know, kind of like a large bite size.
Right.
Mizu ni sarasu. You put it into water And you leave it there for a little bit.
Ah, so sarasu is like soak then.
Kind of.
What's rinse? Skiru.
Rinsing? Rinsing. Arau.
Arau, just wash.
Nagasu. Arai nagasu. No, mizu ni sarasu is to put it in there and
sit. And let it leave. Mm. Or let it sit there. Okay. Shiranakatta.
I think you're taking the starch out, right? Something like that.
Okay.
So you'll do this for jagaimo, you'll do it for gobo, nanka akutori mitaina. Like something comes out of it that I don't know.
Right, yeah, because they say the aku, yeah, when you like wash stuff, then it has like that, like almost not grime, but like
the white
stuff floats on the water.
Yeah.
The aku.
The whole water just turns kind of not milky, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, starch. Yeah. Hopefully everyone else understands.
We're not experts on cooking.
Yeah.
We're just making stuff up.
We don't make stuff up, but...
We don't make stuff up.
Well, I don't know.
We try to not make stuff up. Yes.
Yeah. The main goal is helping with Japanese. Yeah. Everything else is... Hopefully we're doing it right.
Yep. Yeah. And then... Sarashite, 5分くらい sarashitara, 水を切る。You cut the water.
Eh? You cut the water?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you drain it, it's called mizukiri.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. I was picturing like a ninja, like someone threw water at them and they're just like running around with a blade cutting through it. But I guess that's not it, huh?
Yeah. If you're trying to cook Japanese food, you must be a ninja.
Yeah. Yes. A ninja. Mm.
No.
It's mandatory.
It's mandatory. Yeah. So then, mizu wo kittara, nabe ni. Oyu wo wakashimasu.
Ooh,
we're getting there.
Yeah. So nabe is the pot. So we wakasu oyu. We boil water. Actually, really quick. Oyu and mizu. What's the difference of those?
Oyu is hot water. Mizu is just water in general.
But when you're... So you can wakasu oyu, but... It basically has to be hot water. So like if it's got the intent of being turned into boiled water, then it's oyu, right? Or hot water.
Oyu wakasu is get the hot water. Getting the hot water at the end. Okay. I guess what we're saying is probably
it's similar.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kana? De, konro wo tsukeru toki. Did you have any troubles in Japanese konro at first?
I haven't cooked enough to remember, to be honest.
I think you cooked at our house.
Yeah,
once.
I cooked at your house, and you had to show me. There's the gas that you have to turn on or off in a lot of apartments, or all of the apartments.
It depends on who you are, I think. If people are very cautious about their gas leaking because of earthquakes, or you know, like recent events of earthquakes, or something that happened in their past, then they'll actually turn the actual gas thing off.
Right, and that's at the back of the konro. The konro is the stove, right?
I had it off for a while, but now I just kind of leave it because nothing's really happened.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm less cautious, which is
a
normal thing probably.
Yeah. I feel like the option to turn it off is also probably pretty important. So like if you have an earthquake, then just turn it off after the earthquake.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not a safety expert, though, so don't take my advice.
Yeah. But we're talking about the actual gas. Gas. Not the konro gas.
Right.
The konro gas is always off.
Right.
Yeah. So, in Japan, I don't know if in any other places in the world does it, but in Japan, the konro, when you turn on the heat or the flame, you have to push it in first for safety and then turn it. And then it'll say kachi 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 kachi.
The clicks.
And then it'll be bol.
Bol.
Yeah.
That's actually so accurate. Oh my God. Yeah. Then it catches on fire. The flames come out.
Yeah. And then our konro is slightly smart. So if you push it in, it say kachi 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 for how many ever kachi kachis. And then it doesn't turn on the fire, then it'll beep. So then, hey, the fire didn't turn on. There is gas leaking out of your gas thing. You know, try again.
Yeah, I think they have that in America, though. Like,
does it have the push-in?
I think there's push-in. There's versions that are push-in, at least. I don't know what everyone is, but...
We had an electric konro for a long time, so I just don't remember
exactly
what it was before.
Yeah, America has a lot of electric ones, too, so...
So yeah, oyu wo wakasu. And then it says to kuzukiri wo irete pakkeji no hyouji ni shitagatte yawarakaku naru made irete oyugiri wo shimasu.
That was a lot of Japanese right there.
Yeah. So, nabe ni oyo wakashi is to boil the water. Kuzukiri is the noodle thing that we talked about in last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wo irete. So, you put the kuzukiri into the oyu. And then, package no hyoji ni shitagatte is to look at the package and follow the instructions. De, yawarakaku naru made. So, until it gets soft, yuderu. Yuderu is to boil something. So, like noodles or whatever. Or potatoes even. And then, oyugiri wo shimasu. Oyugiri is the same as mizukiri.
Okay, so you just throw out the water or the hot water after.
Mm-hmm. So then once your noodles are yawarakai.
are soft.
mm-hmm, you're going to itameru your other things. Mm-hmm. Itameru sounds like I'm going to hurt my vegetables.
Yeah, it does. But it's really just stir fry, right?
Mm-hmm. So just cooking your vegetables in your pan.
Mm.
I did want to go over tsuyobi, chuubi, and yoabi.
Mm.
So you'll see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So tsuyobi is like on high heat. So tsuyoi and then heat for fire. And then chuubi is medium. Yoabi is the lowest, like low heat.
Yep. So you'll see those a lot in instructions. And then it might say something like iro ga kawaru made. So if you're cooking meat, it'll turn the iro, which is the color, ga kawaru change. So the meat might change from red, might.
It might. If you cook meat, hopefully.
It'll turn from red-ish color to a brownish color.
Right.
If you're frying something, it might say something like kitsuneiro ni naru made or kongari yakete kuru made.
So kitsuneiro is like a fox color.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I like about Japanese is they will choose objects for their colors. Like haiiro is gray, which is just ash color. Stuff like that. Chairo is brown, which is tea color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the colors too. Kongari.
Kongari. Nan desu ka?
Kongari is the same thing as kitsuneiro, but how do you explain kongari? Like the perfect amount of golden brown is kongari.
Kind of wakaru.
It's the perfect amount of cookedness. Sometimes it hardens just the outer parts too. But yeah. So other things you might see could be nikomu, which is to
simmer.
Gutsu gutsu niru. So imagine kind of the bubbling of stews. Yeah, gutsu gutsu. You can hear it on the stove. Musu is to steam something. So you might musu your gyoza or any dumplings or vegetables. Or kongari is kind of like a crunchy feeling, but then honnori to irozuku.
Nan desu ka?
Honnori is very slightly or softly irozuku. So softly colored.
Okay, so instead of like a crunchy feeling, it's more of like a
soft. It's starting
more moist,
to kind of.
Maybe?
It's starting to do something.
Nanohodo.
Or to change. Yeah. Yakime o tsukeru is to put on like a grilled surface.
Yeah, like a grill. So it's got like the lines of the grill on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or if you're cooking meat, you know how it turns from red to brown, but then if you cook it a little bit longer or if you cook it really hot, it'll turn a little bit darker brown. Yakime is that.
Arigato yakime. Okay.
Yeah. And then once it's cooked, hikara orosu.
Take it off of the heat. Or orosu is like, you can say like nimotsu orosu, which is like to put your luggage, like to drop your luggage off. So you just drop it off from the heat, the fire.
Yeah, you drop it from the fire.
It sounds cooler in Japanese.
It does. Hikara orosu. Yakedo shita koto aru?
Aru aru aru.
Nani shita?
Not like a bad, but like, I mean, I worked in a kitchen, so.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it happens. So you touch a hot pan and mess up your, you give yourself a blister, stuff like that. But only it's only ever been small blisters for me. So, like on my hands and stuff like that. Chiyo wa?
Yo, watashi wa blister wa natta koto nai.
Oh.
Demo yakedo wa shita koto aru.
Yeah.
I have burned myself, but never had a blister before.
Okay. Okay, so you burned yourself just like lightly then.
Blister wa wakaru.
わかんない.
Mame. Mame ができる. Mizubukure is usually what happens for a yakedo. So when your skin wants to cool itself down, you get a blister that has water in it, right? It's like puyo puyo. It hurts though once you break it.
Oh, it does. Oh, it really does.
It's painful. But yeah, mizubukure.
Mizubukure.
So it's a water fukure.
Mm. Fukure, which is like a
balloon.
A balloon? Yeah. Pouch thing.
Fukureru is to expand.
Mm, to swell. Mm. Mm, okay, so it's that kanji. Okay, okay.
Yeah. And then once you're done with cooking all the things. Wait, did we put our ingredients in here? 調味料とかもちゃんと入れてください. Look up the recipe. We're not actually explaining every single step.
Yeah. Don't try to make nigujaga from these two episodes. It probably won't be very delicious.
Put your ingredients in there and then let it simmer and then hikaroroshi. And then you'll have to put it on the utsuwa. So some type of osara. Utsuwas are usually slightly more bold so that the shiru doesn't go everywhere.
Right. Okay. Yeah. They have like a higher lip. So stuff doesn't, so the shiru, like the soup-ish stuff.
Juices. Not
juices is actually better.
Yeah. Utsuwa or osara ni moritsuke or moriawase.
So pile it on?
Moru is to pile on, but then moritsukeru is to present it prettily.
All right. Well, that makes sense. But I'd rather moru. I'd rather just pile it on. I'm hungry.
You'll see moriawase a lot out and about in the wild. But you'll see like osushi no moriawase. So like a bunch of things put together into one thing.
Right.
Or ice cream no moriawase.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of a pile on thing of that thing. So ice cream moriawase would be a bunch of flavors probably.
Okay. So assorted almost.
Yeah.
Oishii.
So then the suihanki will hopefully go beep, beep, if yours goes beep, beep. Ours does. Then rice, you're actually supposed to mix it first before serving it right away.
So it becomes hua hua, right?
So fluffy. When you hogusu or mazeru or kiru, all of those things.
So wait, I don't know if we've explained hogusu before.
Okay, hogusu wa?
Hogusu wa, oh, I was going to ask you. It's like to loosen up, right? Because I know you can like kata hogusu, like if you're massaging someone, their kata goes hogusu.
Kata wa hogusu.
Their kata hogusu, their shoulder relaxes. So to like kind of
loosen up. Mazeru is to mix. And then kiru is to slice. But for rice verbiage, you kind of scoop it from the bottom. And then once you do that, you kind of softly cut it so that it has more spaces in between the rice.
The little grains.
Yeah. And then instead of serving it right away, you shut it. And then you wait, I think, I don't know, a minute or two. Do you know why?
To let it re-moisturize? I don't know.
To get rid of the excess moisture. So もうちょっとなんかキリッてしてるご飯になる。
Oh, you do that when it's shut then? So you shut it for like a minute? You shut the lid for a minute? Yeah, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can make my rice more delicious
now. Yeah. So if you go to a fancy teishoku place, like the tonkatsu place that we like in...
Hakata-eki? Like Kyukai? Something?
Yeah. So the first time I went there, they're like, do you know how to, you know, do this thing? We're like, no. So they showed us that. So you mix the rice, and then you put the lid back on. And then some places even have a little timer. And then once the timer's up, you can open it and it's more delicious.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But you get your own kama. So traditionally, rice was made in a kama over a fire. But at these places that do have them, they have a little personal kama for you.
Yeah, the little tiny one that they bring out.
It's like a metal nabe. Essentially.
Right. Pan, pot. Now, so when you have it in a normal rice cooker, how do you scoop it out? What's the spoon called?
Shamoji.
Shamoji? I didn't know that for so long. And then like someone was like, all right, so grab the shamoji. I'm like, what is a shamoji? What is that?
What did you call it before?
I don't know if I would even call it anything in spoon? English. Like it's just a rice scoop thing. Just a scoop, I guess, a rice scooper.
Does it even come with a rice scooper in America?
When you buy them, it does usually. Okay. Yeah. At least the ones I bought have. So.
You can be barbaric and use a metal spoon against your metal comma.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No. You'll scratch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shamoji.
しゃもじを使ってご飯茶碗に入れます。
はい。
ふわふわに。Please don't pat it down.
Yeah, don't pat it down.
You have to do ふんわり。
ふんわり。Nice and fluffy.
Yeah.
みなさん、おいしく召し上がってください。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.